When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at Orlando for Business.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. President-elect Trump is moving fast to fill his cabinet, and he chose Sean Duffy to head up the Department of Transportation, which is now run by Pete Buttigieg. Duffy is a former congressman from Wisconsin and is also a host of Fox Business News. Automotive News reported that Trump was considering executives who had worked at Uber and Lyft to run the department, but decided to go with Duffy instead. Where this gets interesting is that the Department of Transportation is investigating Tesla's full self-driving technology, and the Federal Aviation Administration, which is part of the DOT, is investigating SpaceX. Elon Musk has emerged as a central figure in Trump's transition plans, and he will likely want the DOT to back off. The CEO of the French supplier Valeo is sounding alarms over the threat that China poses for Europe's auto industry. He's calling on EU officials to help level the playing field, since EU companies are dealing with higher energy costs and wages than Chinese competitors. The CEO emphasized he wasn't advocating for protectionism. Rather, he'd like to see the EU adopt similar policies to the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, which provides incentives to companies for local production. If the EU doesn't take any action, he warns that companies could be forced to move production, and some may not survive. But Europe is taking measures to protect its auto industry. Last month, it increased tariffs on Chinese-made EVs up to 35%, and now the Financial Times reports that the EU is planning to force Chinese companies to share intellectual property with European businesses and have factories in Europe in order to receive subsidies. It will first apply to battery companies, but the plan could be rolled out to other sectors as well. Like many cities around the world, New York City is adopting a congestion fee to help reduce emissions. The city's Metropolitan Transit Authority approved the toll, which will charge drivers $9 to enter Manhattan during certain times of the day, which then increases to $15 in 2031. The program is expected to raise $15 billion, which will be used to update New York's public transportation system that's more than 100 years old. The toll goes into effect in early January. But President-elect Trump has previously said he opposes the fees and will terminate them once he's back in office.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
A battery company that's controlled by Chinese automaker Chery says it's building the world's first production line that can make fully solid-state batteries at the gigawatt-hour level. Car News China reports the site could start operating within the next few months and will eventually have the capacity to make 5 gigawatt hours of batteries a year. It also says the first solid-state cells will have an energy density similar to some of today's liquid electrolyte lithium-ion batteries at over 280 watt-hours per kilogram. But that is expected to ramp up quickly. A second-gen cell is supposed to launch next year with an energy density of 400 watt-hours per kilogram, then going to 500 by 2027. Solid-state batteries are also less likely to experience thermal runaway, can handle faster charging speeds, more charging cycles, and aren't as susceptible to extreme weather. Liquid versus gaseous hydrogen is more energy dense, and it doesn't have to be stored in high-pressure tanks. But it does have to be stored at cryogenic temperatures, otherwise liquid hydrogen starts boiling off into its gas form. Toyota is interested in trying to come up with a way to capture that boiled-off gas and reuse it, because it currently races ICE cars that run on liquid hydrogen fuel, but also has plans to offer the setup in other places of its lineup. So, Toyota is presenting a concept that first sends the boil-off gas into a tank, which uses the pressure of the incoming gas to increase the pressure in the tank by 2 to 4 times. It says that can convert the boil-off gas back into a usable fuel, which will then be supplied back to the engine. However, not all boil-off gas can be converted back to fuel, so Toyota developed a small fuel cell stack that can produce electricity equivalent to an alternator, which could then power something like the fuel pump. And any leftover boil-off gas is converted into water vapor through the exhaust system. Toyota says it's looking for development partners, and I think Daimler and Volvo truck could benefit from a system like this. While the truck makers aren't developing ICEs that run on hydrogen, they are working on liquid hydrogen fuel cell trucks. Tesla is pulling a lot of its sales levers, and we think it's headed for a blowout quarter. It recently started offering discounts as well as free periods of supercharger access and/or FSD. And now it's chopping the lease price of the Model Y in the US to $299 a month, which is the same as the Model 3. Even though the Y has a starting price that's $2,500 more than the 3. In order to hit its targets for the year, Tesla needs to deliver over 500,000 vehicles in the fourth quarter, which would be a record for the company. All Chinese NEV makers lose money except for BYD and Li Auto, but XPeng and Xiaomi could be turning the corner. XPeng says its Q4 revenue will beat what Wall Street expected by at least $83 million, which would bring its total revenue to over $200 million. And that's because it expects car sales to come in anywhere from 44 to 51% above where they were a year ago. Meanwhile, Xiaomi said it lost $207 million in the third quarter, but its gross margin hit 17%, and its revenue grew 30% thanks to strong sales of its SU7 EV. Remember, this is the company that's built and sold 100,000 cars in under 250 days and set a new track record at the Nürburgring with a concept version of the SU7 called the Ultra. Xiaomi is also the world's third largest smartphone maker, and its automotive revenue only accounts for 8% of its total revenue. So it can more easily wait for its cars to start making money compared to other EV startups. General Motors and its joint venture partners in China, SAIC and Wuling, announced a partnership with battery maker CATL to adopt its swappable battery technology for commercial vehicles. It's a scalable system where a vehicle can install anywhere from 1 to 3 battery modules. Each module has a capacity of 26.5 kilowatt hours, which provides 200 kilometers or 124 miles of range. CATL's battery swap stations, called EvoGo, can swap a battery in a minute. There are currently fewer than 300 in China, but it plans to have more than 3,000 stations in 2027. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Making a life full of memories. one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.